Game two of a doubleheader between the Indians and the Yankees. The Indians took game one, and this is just about the only thing they did wrong in game two as they get off to a blazing hot start.
When the pitch is line to center field, has a base hit. Lindor rounds third, he'll score. The throw comes in toward home, cut off, and all the way to third goes Austin Jackson. Immediately, just what happened in the first game. The Indians scored two in the first inning of the first game. They never scored thereafter, and they still won the ballgame. Runners lead first and third with one out. And the 1-1 hit on the ground fair over third down the left field line. One run scores. Going to third is Encarnacion. Santana to second with a double. It was a ground ball right over the bag at third. So it's a ribby double for Santana. It'll be a 2-1. When the pitch hit hard, base hit. Left field in the shortstop hole. One run scores. The second run coming home. And Santana scores. So Encarnacion scoring from third. Santana from second. It's a two-run base hit for Yandy Diaz. And the Indians have a 4-0 lead. And deals 1-2. Swung on a high fly to left. Gardner back. He's on the track. He's near the wall. She's gone. Well, he's got great power. He got a pitch, hoisted it up to deep left field over the auxiliary scoreboard. Back several rows. It's a home run for Eddie Encarnacion. And the Indians take a 5-1 lead. It's a long fly by Lindor. Down the line, and it's gone. Right inside the pole down the left field line. So Lindor homers. That's his 25th of the year. Imagine a little guy like that having 25 home runs, and the Indians take a 9-1 lead.
The Indians sweep the Twin Bill following a 9-4 victory in game two, extending the Tribe's winning streak to 7, including the 2016 postseason. Ryan Merritt is now 3-0 with a 1.55 ERA in 6 career big league starts. It was a day of baseball in the Bronx the Yankees would rather soon forget. After losing game one, they were blown out in game two by a 9-4 final as they were swept by the red-hot Indians in Wednesday's doubleheader. Here is Yankees skipper Joe Girardi.
You know, he gave up the 0-2 hit and then a walk, and it just kind of really opened it up. He made it, you know, he didn't get the 0-2 pitch where he wanted to on Lindor, and that just kind of led to that inning. And those are mistakes that you can't make against a good hitting team.
For the most part this season, he's done a good job of limiting the damage, making sure he kind of keeps it where it is, but he wasn't able to do that. Was there anything different that you noticed on the mound as to why he couldn't limit
it? I mean, he gave up some ground ball hits. You know, when you look at them, they could be at people. But I just didn't think that his curveball was sharp in the first inning, and it probably hurt him.
When you talk about the curveball not being sharp, do you look back at all and see that he's been up and down and maybe out of his
routine but
a little? Is that part of it?
You worry about that when you start doing that, but, I mean, it comes down to the kid's health, you know, and the long-term, you know, effects that it could have on him. And it's unfortunate, but when you have young kids, sometimes you got to deal with that.
Wally.
Joe, this appears to have been a very damaging day for you guys. I mean, what's your assessment of the day overall, and what do you say to your team now going into the Boston series?
Well, you got to move on. You got to put this behind you. You know, our struggles on the homestand really have been when we haven't scored runs for the most part. And we need to swing the bats better. That's the bottom line.
Ron.
For a division title to be realistic, is a sweep against Boston pretty much necessary?
Well, I mean, let's just try to win a game tomorrow. I think that's the most important thing, that you get back on track tomorrow. And there's still 30 games left. But obviously, I mean, I'm not going to downplay the magnitude of this series. I'm not going to. It's a really important series for us.
Who else? Mike, to your left.
Joe, you've been impressed with the way Sanchez kind of picked it up defensively in that first game. Ball didn't hit the dirt and gets by him. What What are you thinking there?
I can't tell you why. I mean, you know, those are things that, you know, we continue to work on with him. It's unfortunate. It probably led to another run for them, and we lose a very tight ball game in the first game, and it's unfortunate.
You talked about the fact you need to swing the bats better. I mean, how tough is it? You know, you lose Judge as basically an MVP candidate, goes to what he is now. You had Castro out, Holiday out. I mean, how much have you been affected by kind of things happen with guys?
You know, everyone has their injuries, and you have to step up. And everyone's going to go through their cold spells, and other guys need to step up. I mean, if you're going to rely on one or two guys during the course of a whole season, you're going to be in trouble probably for the most part. So everyone's got to do their part.
Dave. Joe, I'm not sure what you're expecting from Judge exactly in his first game back, but was there anything you noticed with him today?
No, not in particular. Obviously, you know, you face a closer your first at bat, and that's a pretty tall order in that situation. He did have a hit, and he did have a walk, and our hope is that he gets back on track and start doing some damage.
Anthony.
Joe Chapman was up in the ninth inning.
We were just worried about Caleb, you know, the amount of pitches that Caleb, and he ended up getting out of it.
Chapman was healthy enough. He could have come in.
Yes.
Brian and Ron.
I know the score was lopsided at the time, but do you take anything from Bird putting a swing like that on?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good sign, too. Obviously, he's really important to us as well, and we feel that he can provide power for us from the left side. So, yeah, you do take a little bit from that.
Ron.
Judge, do you think the shoulder is bothering him to the extent?
A thousand
no,
times.
But.
You know,
where he wasn't extending fully on the front shoulder today.
No, that is not the mechanical issue.
Tyler, do you want to pass it back, Ron? Thank you.
Joe, obviously Boston's next in your sights, but how closely do you monitor that wild card race? There's a lot of teams pretty close.
You know, as I've said all along, really, we're in charge of our own destiny, and we have to win games. But it's impossible not to look at the scoreboard. It's right there. I'd have to be, really have my head in the sand not to see the scores of games. But we have to worry about ourselves. We can't be so concerned about other people and what they're doing. We have to play well.
Anyone else? Yep, Brian.
Just with Montgomery, what's the plan with him now?
Not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a decision that we'll have to talk about.
The Yankees look to bounce back on Thursday when the Red Sox come to town to kick off a four-game series in the Bronx.